Protection Act of 1963, Part 3, Section 21 states, "It is the duty of the parents of every child of compulsory school age residing in a compulsory education area to cause him to receive full-time education suitable to his age and ability and satisfactory to the educational board for the area, either by regular attendance at school or otherwise." Or otherwise. Well, hello there, Falmouth family. Welcome to the Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. I am your host, Yannick Lewis. But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible. Was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by the Residence Resource. In today's episode on homeschooling in Jamaica, I'll be sharing my findings on the legality of homeschooling here on our own Jamaican soil. So the question is, can I legitimately say I'm keeping my child from entering a traditional school, that my child stay home and I'm teaching my child, or I'm hiring a private tutor to teach my child at home and the government not have a problem with that? Well, the answer is a clear and definite yes. In the introduction I read earlier, there was a little phrase that said, "or otherwise." That phrase is what provides for the legality of homeschooling in Jamaica. Yes, in fact, it's not even just preschool or primary school, which a lot of people do, but you can keep your child home educated all the way through to secondary level. Yay! So it is legal to provide full-time education at home for your children, and you can do it right here in the Falmouth area. Having said that, the Ministry of Education does make provision for registering homeschool students with their independent schools unit. That is the department of the Ministry of Education that attends to independent schools, and so they would consider a homeschool student to be a part of that section. However, it still is not mandatory. Registration with the independent schools unit as a homeschool family is still not mandatory in Jamaica. So again, it is something that is perfectly legal even if you choose not to make contact with the Ministry of Education. However, there is an encouragement for every homeschooling family in the island to make contact with the government and to go through their registration process. So if you want to know a bit about the registration process, the Ministry of Education accepts registration of your homeschool child from age 6. So that's essentially from a grade 1 level. In fact, when I made contact with the independent schools unit, I made a call, and a very helpful gentleman told me clearly that the registration did not apply to my daughter, who is only 4 years old. So he offered me a number for the Early Childhood Commission. I called the Early Childhood Commission and I was told that they do not register children at that level for homeschool, at that age group for homeschool. So indeed, apparently the Early Childhood Commission only registers schools and not currently not any individual child. So in summary, let's just see if we can capture the essence of what we have discussed and learned thus far. Number 1, homeschooling is legal in Jamaica. Number two, registration is done through the Independent Schools Unit of the Ministry of Education. Three, registration starts at age 6. Four, registration is encouraged but is not mandatory. If you choose to register as a homeschooling parent, the question is asked, then what documents do I need? What documents would the Independent Schools Unit require that I submit? The list, at first when I saw it, seemed a bit daunting, but when I really examined each component, I realized that it's doable. So first, I'll tell you what I think is really unique, or the items that are really unique to the process of homeschool registration. The other items are, to me, standard, a part of the standard procedure to register a student for any school. So I'll just tell you up front what the unique ones are. So you have two forms that you need to submit. One is a homeschool application form. The other is called National Student Registration System Form. And we just call it the NSRS form. Another unique item to be submitted would be a copy of the timetable that you would be using for your child. Right, so that would be, that's expected and understandable. All right, next, you would need two letters of recommendation for yourself as the parent. They accept recommendations from a Justice of the Peace, Minister of Religion, Principal, or Education Officer. So you need two letters of recommendation for yourself. For yourself again, you would also need to submit a certified copy of your qualifications or of the qualifications of the tutor who you would be using or hiring to attend to your child. And finally, you would need to submit a certified copy of your own ID as the parent who is completing the application form. So to me, those are the items on the list that will be unique to a homeschool application. Now let's move on to what is pretty standard, and you probably can guess what these are. Here we go. Certified passport size photograph of the child. Everybody wants that. Certified copy of their birth certificate. Every school wants that. Certified copy of their immunization card. Every school wants that. So it's about 9 different items that you need to submit overall. So that's if you're interested in registering with the Independent Schools Unit as a homeschool parent, that's the way to go. In addition to the documents that you would need to submit upon your registration of your homeschool, the Independent Schools Unit has some inspectors who would actually do what is called a home inspection. Yes, I know the home inspection idea does sound intimidating, maybe even a bit invasive, you say, but that is what they include in their registration process if you choose to go the route of homeschooling, and if you choose to go the route of registering your homeschool child. The home inspection aims at ensuring that the environment that you have in your home is conducive to educating your child. They will also look at the area, the particular room maybe, or a section of the home where the education of your child will occur. I am not familiar with the process, but I assume and hope that it would be similar to what a public health inspector would do. If the public health inspector comes to a business place and things are not in place as they should be, recommendations are made and a timeline is given, and the public health inspector would return to check if improvements and adjustments have been made according to what they recommended. So I am hoping that this home inspection that is a part of the homeschool registration process would be similar. For more information on registering your homeschool, or for more information on homeschooling in Jamaica, feel free to stop by the Independent Schools Unit, 2 National Heroes Circle, Kingston 4, or call them at their telephone number 876-612-5708. Their fax number is 876-967-1837. And that brings me to the end of this episode, part 1 of the legality of homeschooling in Jamaica.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.